You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. So I have been wanting to record this episode for a while, and it just has felt like there isn't the right time for it, or we've been dealing with such much bigger issues at play, and I've been wanting to speak to those times with COVID and the anti-racism movement that is happening right now. And quite honestly, there's part of me that feels like, this isn't appropriate to talk about, you know, how you got into coaching right now, because there are so many bigger things at play going on in the world. And yet I am going to share this story and share my story because, number one, I've been hearing from quite a few of you. Maybe you're new to my world or have just recently found me on social media and you've been in my DMs asking me how I started doing what I am currently doing. And I also want to record it because I think a lot of you that have been following me for some time and have been on this journey, that there's a lot that you don't know, and that perhaps kind of filling in some of the gaps for you, you know, just may tell a bit more rounded, well-rounded story of who I am and where I come from. And, you know, all of this time, this season that we're in, has illuminated a lot for so many of us, what is most important and how we want to proceed. And I know for me, I've gotten more and more clear on my mission and what I'm up to in the world and why doing what I do is so important. And it's actually been really inspiring and invigorated me to get my work into the hands of more women, to support them in you know, really stepping forward into their best lives. And I know that for perhaps some of you, you may have reevaluated, you may have taken a step back, you may be feeling more inspired in your own business. Maybe for some of you, you are actually getting clear that you want to shift or transition. I've heard from a lot of people, you know, they either got fired or laid off temporarily, and they're wondering, how do I start my own business right now? How do I do more in the world, not only for myself, but make a bigger impact? And I think these are such good questions to ask. And while they can be uncomfortable and it can be hard, a lot of our business models, you know, I was heavily into the live events and going into that direction a few months ago, and I have had to course correct. And yet, you know, if you've listened to any of my episodes, it is a gift. It is a gift to have some space and some time to go, what matters most to me and what do I want to co-create? And what is the impact that I want to have in my life, in my family's life? How do I want to give back? All of these deeper questions that I know we've been asking ourselves for several months now. And I have a feeling that we're going to continue to ask of ourselves through this year because it's needed, right? Being on the hamster wheel of more, 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 do, it's not serving us, it's not serving anyone. And so I want to share. I want to share my experience of how I have gotten to where I've gotten. Those of you that, you know, look at my business and go, I want something similar to that, or, you know, just what makes Heidi tick. I want to share a little bit of my background, upbringing, my journey. And I also just want to say that this is sharing details like this. It's uncomfortable for me, not because I get uncomfortable sharing my own personal story. I'm very open. I'm very vulnerable. I'm really happy to talk about, you know, almost anything. And yet I genuinely never want it to be about me. And so while I know that, you know, people can relate when I like share personal stories, and I'm doing my best to get better at that, it's just uncomfortable having, even thinking about an episode talking about my life. It's like, does anyone really care about that? And yet I know there's a lot of you that do want to hear those details. And I know that because when I listen to somebody on a podcast, or I have worked with a coach or a mentor in the past, I want to know everything. I want to know everything about them. And it makes me helps me understand, why I look at them as a mentor or a guide or a coach. And I want to hear how they became the woman, or the man that they are. So this is really in service to answering the question, how am I doing what I'm doing today? How did I get into coaching? How did I get into women's empowerment, et cetera? And so that's the question that several of you have been asking. And so the very short answer, and I'm going to very much elaborate on this, but the very short answer, which will probably get a couple of eye rolls, is I have genuinely been on a mission for the last 18 years. I'm going to be turning 40 this year. For the last 18 years, I've been on a mission of looking inside of myself, of doing inner work. I didn't know what that meant 18 years ago. I probably don't even know what that meant, 15 years ago, but it's like I have been on this personal development journey. And at first, it started because I just wanted to feel better. I was miserable when I was 21, 22 years old. And so at beginning, I'll share more details, but I have just been on this fierce mission to feel good, to feel better, and what now has turned into really a lifelong mission of living my best life, living as an example, feeling inspired, being in my creative, constantly really living out my best life, and then in turn inspiring others to do the same. So that's the short answer of how I got to where I got, is I have just been determined and somewhat obsessed with personal development, somewhat obsessed with taking full responsibility for my own life, of healing, unwinding, being willing to be courageous and do the inner work, even though it's really painful sometimes. Most of the time, investing in myself, looking for guides, looking for, healers, all with the intention of not like just go towards the pain all the time. No, with the intention of, I know that as I unlock and I move through different old beliefs, patterns, and heal those wounds, I feel so much better. Sometimes you're like, how are you happy? Or how are you radiating? It's like, it's because I've been willing to move through the deep stuff. And now I know how to work that process. And I know that when hard moments, when I'm in those challenging times and so uncomfortable, that they will pass and that I will be able to, for lack of better words, like I don't know how else to say it other than like shine brighter. Like when I'm good, when I'm at my best, my family, my kids, like we are all at our best. We're all living an inspired life. And I've just been committed to dreaming into what's possible and really co-creating and manifesting my life. And so I have so much to say. So what does that actually look like, right? Like how do you actually break that down? Well, I'll share with you my business. My businesses over the years have constantly evolved. They've constantly grown. I have a joke that I think any of us on a personal development journey, we're always saying like, oh, I'm in transition. Like I constantly feel like I'm in transition. So just know that if you feel like you're in transition, welcome to life. Like welcome being in a human body and being on a journey. Because there's, in a way, I've always felt like a beginner. Like I don't think I have it all figured out. And I feel like I'm constantly learning and having my eyes open and just wanting to, wanting to to grow. Like I'm obsessed with growth. And so my world today looks like I am an empowerment coach. I inspire and empower women to live their best lives through building businesses and lives that are truly in alignment. You know, I do coaching. I run masterminds. I'm moving more and more into creating courses and experiences at a variety of different price points and experiences. I've run group programs in the past, large group programs. For a while, I was doing quite a few retreats and live events that is temporary on pause because of COVID, but hopefully we'll come back in 2021. So when I look at the question, how did I get here? The reality is that you look at what, like no one can tell you like this is the exact roadmap. This is exactly what to do. What me or any other quote unquote successful person that you see, all they can do is share their experience. All I can do is share with you in my experience. This is what has worked. This is what hasn't worked. This is what I've tried. And gratefully, I'm somebody that's not afraid to try a lot of things. And I'm willing to get past my own stuff, to put myself out there, to fail forward, and to kind of pick myself back up again and go, I believe that my dreams and my goals and my desires are bigger than my fear of looking dumb or looking like I don't know what I'm talking about or feel like I am a beginner. I'm just going to keep moving forward. And so the success that I have had in all areas of my life, not just my business, but the relationship that I have, you know, the lifestyle that we have built, the relationship that I have with my kids, it has always been because of the inner journey that I have been on and never because somebody is telling me exactly what to do. Every single time that I went and hired a productivity coach or somebody that was just like, do this, do that, do this, I never, like it was almost like I rebelled and I was like, nope, I need to go and do more of the internal work. And then sometimes that intuition would lead me to some type of strategic support or some type of, you know, Facebook ads campaign or some type of, you know, quote unquote strategy in my businesses that ended up working because I was fully behind them, because I was taking inspired action from a very intuitive place of this is the next step, this is what I need, this is the support that I need. So I'm not sitting here saying like do it all alone or don't ever go out and get strategy and support, but it has to come from a place of yes, I am so clear that this is what I need now and not I'm going to this person for them just to tell me what to do because I'm not listening to myself inside. So I hope that that makes sense. So rewind, I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, Washington State. Tacoma, if you're not familiar, is about a hour south of Seattle, which is the largest city in Washington. I have a younger sister who's about 2 years younger than me. And my mom and dad were always, they're married, they're still married. We grew up in actually a suburb of Tacoma. And I'd say that, you know, kind of reflecting back, my dad was kind of like a big fish in a small pond, meaning he ran a family business. My dad actually sold pianos growing up, and that was his dad's business. And, you know, his dad came from South Dakota or North Dakota. And my dad and mom went to the same high school. They were married when they were 19 years old. And like they did really well. My dad did really well financially given kind of the circumstances that he was in. And so, you know, we had a nice home growing up. And I just always had everything that I wanted or that I needed. My dad was very, very, very competitive. And and just extremely focused. He was a natural salesperson, and I took on a lot of his traits. I'm very similar to my dad, and that has been both a blessing in some ways and also really challenging, as you can imagine. And I can share a bit about, you know, a lot of the programming that I have had to unwind as an adult. And I, you know, growing up, I think the message was that I learned, this was never, you know, specifically said, but the message was, you know, your worthiness and your is based on what you're creating, what you're doing, what you are building, what you are making. And my dad, you know, really had his worth in the fact that he grew his family business. He was able to get my grandmother, his mom, out of a lot of debt after his dad died. He was really able to kind of take care of the family, and that you know, there was a lot of pride in that, and which is understandable. And so my dad had very, very, very high expectations of both my sister and I, and was hard on us, meaning just kind of emotionally, was just very high expectations. And kind of being the, I don't know if it's because I was first born, I, you know, was very similar to my dad. I just rose to the occasion. Like, I was like, okay, this is what my dad, you know, expects of me. This is how I'm going to earn his love. I'm going to do and be the perfect daughter that he wants me to be. And so I did that. And I, you know, was really good in school. And I became a national champion gymnast. Some of you probably don't know that. I was naturally gifted at, I feel like some natural gifts athletically. And my parents saw that very early on. I was competitive by the age of 6. For those of you guys that watch my Instagram and you see Harrison on the tennis courts or hitting baseballs, I just keep getting these like flashbacks to me at 5 or 6. I feel like I'm going to start crying. Just like seeing him, he's like so naturally gifted. And it's like, oh my gosh. And so I, you know, as a parent, it's like I'm very conscious of the fact that I want him to be enjoying the sport and not him have him get just so crazy competitive early on. So that's another story for another time. But I was so talented at gymnastics. And so, you know, I went into that and I was starting to train 3-4 hours a day by the time I was about 8 years old. And I was competitive and I started winning. And I was like the youngest girl and there was all these older girls. And it was just, it's like, it was confusing because I was like, I'm a kid, but I'm like, you know, had all this pressure, and it was a lot of self pressure. Like there was this expectation from my parents, but they were never like crazy, you know, dance parents or dance moms or dance dads or whatever. Like it was very much my dad would always tell me, we want you to enjoy this. I remember forever, like my dad would say, you know, we need to have this work for the whole family. We would really, you know, your goal is to get a college scholarship, to get a great education. That's always the number one thing. At one point, we actually had the Olympic Committee come to my home and like the U.S. Olympic Committee and tell my dad, you know, we've done research on you and we know that you have the financial means to hire in a private coach. We think that Heidi needs a higher coach, or you guys need to move your family to Texas and train with Bella Caroli. And, you know, I think a lot of families, as we see, just say, okay, they acquiesce and they go, all right. And thank God my parents had the wherewithal to go, you know what, we're going to make the decisions that are right for our family and we're not going to split our family up. We're not going to take Heidi out of school. We support Heidi in being the best gymnast that she can possibly be, but we're not going to have this run our lives. At least that's my perception. I don't know if that would be their perception. And so I became national champion when I was 13 years old, and then I was training at the U.S. Committee, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff that happened in gymnastics. And when I was 15, I actually had a really, really terrible neck injury. I fell off the beam at a national champion event back east in Pennsylvania. I was actually by myself. My dad was like on the airplane coming out. My mom, it was really kind of traumatic. And long story short, that fall ended up really shifting my mindset, and I really struggled with it. And I ended up doing gymnastics for about another 18 months or so. But I ultimately, it just really messed with me. And I also just started wanting to have a real childhood. Like I would look at my friends and think like, I want to go to a basketball game on a Friday night. And I want to, you know, have a boyfriend. And I want to feel like a normal teenager. I didn't really even know what that was. So I quit gymnastics. It was a big family decision. And my parents said, you know, you need to go into another sport. And so I chose diving, and I started diving for about a year and was such a beginner. It was like so hard to go from being such a high level gymnast to then a beginner. And I ended up getting a diving scholarship at UCLA, a partial diving scholarship. And so fast forward, I think like the thing that I look at my childhood, I was so focused on the end result. And I was so focused on getting there. And there are times that I still, you know, it's like that's the patterning, like so focused on accomplishment and winning and kind of winning at all costs. And I've really have done so much work at unwinding that patterning and learning how to enjoy the process and enjoy the journey. And it's probably like my lifelong lesson. Like I still very much catch myself in the like want, like my natural habitat is to hustle and to go. And yet, you know, it leads me down a path of burnout, of adrenal fatigue, of really just feeling miserable and looking and going, why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing this in the first place? And so it is why so much of my work today is talking about anchoring in your feminine and trusting, the flow and truly learning how to enjoy the journey. And that it isn't about just like reaching, you know, the $10,000 months or the $1 million years or whatever it is. Like, there is joy in that. Don't get me wrong. Like there is joy in having an abundant life. And so I, you know, the human journey from what I can gather is just this fascinating balance between being in human form, which is wanting more, which is desiring, which is truly that expansion and wanting to co-create, and you know, whether it's wanting more money or a bigger home or more experiences or the five-star travel, or if you're calling in a baby, like all these things that we think are going to make us happy. And it's like it's this fascinating balance, because on one hand, they do bring us joy. My gorgeous home brings me joy. I am so grateful for it. And the reality is to think that that's going to fill a void or be the thing that brings me all of the happiness and joy is not true. And so it's this balance between desiring, wanting, dreaming, manifesting, co-creating, right? Of like truly like expanding ourselves, having more abundance, finding more joy, finding healthy partnerships, et cetera, et cetera. And really learning to surrender to the divine flow and to divine timing. And trusting that all of those things are on their way. And as you continue to take steps, and as you continue to keep your eye on the vision, as you continue to move forward, and as you continue to surrender, it's like that surrender piece, letting it go, trusting in divine timing, knowing that it's all coming, knowing that you are meant to have it, knowing that spirit has a plan for you. So it's this both and, it's this divine dance, it's this fascinating experience. And it's that, you know, finding that balance between being human, being spiritual. And I personally think it's one of the gifts that I've been given is being able to be in both worlds. For a long time, it felt like a curse. You've heard me tell the story of, you know, for a long time, I would be working in, you know, stilettos and a pencil skirt in Beverly Hills selling commercial real estate. I'll get to that point in my story. And then I'd go and sit in a white caftan in Venice, this really at night, and, you know, be singing Kumbaya. And it was like, I'm like two different people. And as I've grown and as I've stepped more and more and more into my authentic self and just become who I'm meant to be, it's like it gets to be both and. It gets to be all the above. It gets to be a beautiful mix of all of it. And so as I was in college and then moved out of UCLA, I worked a couple of random corporate jobs and found out quickly that that wasn't going to be the path for me. I moved into commercial real estate, and this is the pieces of the story that if you've been following me, you hear about a lot. The fact that, you know, kind of going into this very, very, very male-dominated industry, I was one of three women working in a office of 40 men. The only other women that were in there were assistants. And, you know, I think I was the only, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed, just 5'2". Like, I just was such a girl and so young. And here I am like, oh yeah, how am I going to sell a, you know, $2 million apartment building in Los Angeles? And I worked my butt off. You know, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do what the other guys are doing and what the successful guys are doing in here. And I had my navy blue suit and my Banana Republic button up top. And I just learned, I like watched them and I learned how to do it. And I learned a lot about selling real estate and about negotiation and about it was very much a dog eat dog world. And as you can imagine, knowing my core of who I am, it just was so, oh, it was just so like not me. And yet I did what I did to have quote unquote success, financial success in it, and, you know, burned out very, very quickly. You know, through high school and college, I battled bulimia for, you know, on and off. And at different times, it was a lot. I had a lot of body dysmorphia. I had a lot of massive over-exercising, calorie counting, just a lot of issues around my body. And it was like the thing that I could control. It was the thing of like, I felt like I had to keep propelling myself forward and doing and doing and doing. And it was like, this was like my secret of, you know, my eating disorder and my just need to like be perfect and look perfect. And it was exhausting. And so within about 2-3 years of getting into commercial real estate, I had a kind of a health crisis. I had massive adrenal fatigue, major burnout. I actually gained about 35 pounds, which on a 5'2 frame is, you know, a lot. And I was just miserable. And here I was like, quote unquote, having success on the outside, you know, making $100,000 a year, and just feeling like, what am I even doing? Why am I doing this? And I would just have all these dreams of becoming a yoga instructor and, you know, flying to Greece and France and leading these retreats. And I hired a life coach at the time, and I'll never forget this day. I was literally like 2 years into my commercial real estate career. And I went to this personal development seminar, and there's this woman that was standing on stage, and thinking back, it's like, it was on one hand so small. It was like 15 people in the room. And I was just like, my eyes were just wide open. I was like obsessed with this woman. And I don't even know if what she was saying was that great, but I was like, I want to be her someday. And I just watched her, and I was like, I am meant to do what she is doing. And I remember going home to see my parents, and I told them about her. I mean, this is like, I'm not kidding you guys, you know, 15 years ago. And I said there, I went to, you know, to this seminar and this woman, she was so inspiring and she was on stage and she was talking about money mindset and she was talking about this. And like, I'm supposed to do that. Well, it only took me another 10 years to actually fully step into that. Probably even a little bit longer, like 12 years. So I'm going to keep this part of the story pretty short because you hear a lot about this in different podcast episodes that I record. And when I'm on other people's podcasts, this is, you know, this is a lot of my experience is having this push-pull in commercial real estate where I loved what I did in terms of having some freedom in my lifestyle. Like I didn't actually work for anybody. I was making good money. I lived in a cute apartment in Santa Monica, which as anyone knows who's in their mid to late 20s is very challenging or can be challenging. And I really had the time and the resources to invest in myself. And I know that not everyone, you know, I know that not everyone does. And that's why you do this in the way that works for you. So what it looked like for me was becoming obsessed with personal development. So I almost maybe to a fault, like I would go on this retreat, this 5-day retreat to Hawaii, and then I would hire this one-on-one coach and I would hire this guru and I would go see this shaman. And I ended up taking a trip by myself to Africa. I went to South Africa by myself when I think I was like 28 or 29 years old, and which today I don't think I would ever do that by myself. My parents were so mad and annoyed at me. And I was like, I don't care. I'm not going to wait for my husband any longer. I just have to go. And it was just like this cry, this creative free spirit that was inside of me, just so bottled up in this commercial real estate space. And it's not the space's world. And yet what I found is that I kept growing my commercial real estate business and hiring people and training. And then I started, you know, I was having quite a bit of, you know, success. I would want to start talking about some of these things that I was learning in my journey. And they just weren't that well received. And so I really like went for it at certain points. You know, I'd like host different workshops where I would do a workshop for women in real estate, and I would get up there and I would talk to 25 women about manifesting and making money and, you know, really getting clear on what your intentions were and writing them down and saying it over and over again. And a lot of the kind of the manifesting things that I learned along the way, because at some point I wasn't actually working that hard. I learned how to work smart. I learned how to leverage. I learned how to hire junior agents and an assistant and to really step into the role of a leader. And so I started talking about it. And again, like there were pieces of it that were received, but there was still a lot of it that felt like very woo-woo. And so as I continued on my journey and again, continuing to have this dream of being, I don't know why it was like being a yoga instructor. I think I'd go to these like Kundalini classes here in LA for anyone that, you know, it's like Kia Miller and just different people. I'd like look at them and be like, oh my God, I just want to be them. And they were so skinny and tall and like taking these groups of people to Costa Rica. And I was just like so obsessed with becoming that. And yet I was like, how am I going to make money doing that? I'm just going to keep selling apartment buildings because it's affording me. And I started seeing people pop up like Marie Folio and Gabby Bernstein. And at some point I gave up. At some point I was like, you know what? Maybe they're meant to create these online platforms and write books and, you know, host retreats and live events. And I'm meant to live a really good life in real estate. Like that's just what my path is. And I really kind of gave up, I would say, several times. And then I would just get this internal hit of like, no, there's more. And then there'd be this small whisper. So in 2012, I went to get my master's in spiritual psychology. And I thought that I was going so that I could get that kind of, you know, that master's thing behind my name. And then that would give me the confidence to really go out and do what I was supposed to do. And, you know, as things happen, you make plans and God laughs. And the internal work that I did in that two-year program was so intense and so deep and really informs a lot of the work that I do with my clients today. I ended up meeting Kenny, my now husband. And for any of you that don't know, I actually knew him forever. He was one of my best friends. We'd known each other for 8 years. We'd actually dated 8 years prior. That story is probably another podcast episode, which him and I should do together. We've been talking about doing that. And so him and I decided to merge our businesses. He was also in commercial real estate, and merge our lives all within about a 2 month period. And long story short, we did all of that. And it was one of those things, like, it made sense on paper. Like, his skill set is very different than my skill set. What he wanted to focus on in the business was very different than what I wanted to focus on. And yet you don't really know if it's going to work. And it felt like one of these kind of divinely guided, like, this is supposed to happen. We are meant to be partners in life, in business, in all things. And we knew each other. We had known each other for so long at that point that we just went for it. We merged our bank accounts. We merged our teams. We merged our clients. It felt very risky for me. I started turning over my clients to him. We weren't even engaged. Like, it was very vulnerable and honestly, probably not the smartest thing to do. And yet I trusted, like, it felt right. And we did sign an LLC agreement. Like, there was some agreements in place. And over the next 5 years, I thought that I was going to finish my master's and start life coaching. And over the next 5 years, him and I had a lot of fun growing our real estate business. And him and I just kind of doubled down. We put our heads down. We grew this team together. We built a house. We got married. I got pregnant. I did start coaching women in real estate at this time. I hired a coach to help me build out my business. So all of these, like, that, it was just like a whirlwind. You know, him and I have now been married for, I think it'll be 6 or 7 years. I honestly can't remember. Let's see. Harrison's turning 6. So it'll be 7 years in October. And it's just, the fact that, like, it's only been 7 years, it feels like it's been 15. The growth that we've had, you know, we're on our second house, building our second house. Two kids now. And so we were doing this real estate business together. And for those of you like, how did you start coaching? I started coaching women in real estate. And what I shared before about it just not fully landing, like the level of spirituality, the level of mindset, the level of inner work that I wanted to talk about. At the end of the day, most people in real estate, this is not saying this is for everyone, but it, you know, the women just wanted like a productivity support. They wanted accountability. And I was like, I just want to go much deeper than that. And so I looked at shifting my market. I looked at shifting my ideal target market. And that's when, and I also just looked at where Kenny and I were at in business. And, you know, we had some really brave and hard conversations. And I told him, I said, if I'm going to actually ever go and do what I'm meant to do, like what I'm meant to do here on planet Earth from a career perspective, I have to go and start this. And the catalyst for that was actually Trump getting elected. And I'll never forget that, like, November 7th or 11th, whatever day that was. Almost 4 years ago now, and just seeing, I was like, oh my God, this is going in that direction. And I just heard this voice, and it was like, no more hiding, like no more saying you're going to leave the online platforms and, you know, up to different people. Like, you need to do your work here. And so for any of you that have watched me over the last 3 years, you've seen, you know, I didn't know how I was going to really start this. Yes, I have a lot of background. Yes, I was coaching women in real estate. So there was a lot of things that I had in play already and a foundation. And yet I didn't know if I was going to do one-on-one coaching. I didn't know if I was going to like, I didn't know what I was going to do. So what I did was I hired a coach and I started where I was. I started right where I was. And I'm sharing this with you because this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and look at a bunch of programs. I want you to go and I want you to go, okay, go. Given what I know now, what am I going to do? And so for me, 3.5 years ago, that looked like wanting to empower women, you know, specifically around this presidential election. It was, you know, very heated. Women were feeling very defeated. And I wanted to bring women together. So one of my girlfriends at the time was doing a lot of different live events. And I said to her, you know, Jenny, will you help me put together this live event? I don't even know what we're going to talk about, but I just need to bring women together. It was just on my heart. And you guys that know me, like, you know, that's still what I'm all about, like bringing women together and empowering and inspiring. And on the side, I was building out this website. I was starting to kind of learn about branding. I didn't even know what branding was 3.5 years ago. And I put together this website, and the woman that I was working with said, you know, you probably should just put an offer on your website. And I said, okay, I guess I'll just put like a one-on-one coaching thing on there because I need to like put something on there for people to buy. I don't even know if I'm going to be coaching, but that's sure. So I held this event and I don't like 100 women came, and knowing what I know today, like it's hard to get 100 women in one place, you know, pre-COVID. And they actually all paid like $50, $70. We raised money for this charity and the women came together. I don't even know what I said. I don't even know what I said on that stage that day, but I got into action. I took inspired action. The next thing you know, 2 or 3 women are like, are you coaching? Like, can I work with you? I supported them in getting clear on what their offers were, on what their price points were. And the next thing you know, like I'm like a mindful business coach. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to put that up there. I'm a mindful business coach. I started working with women one-on-one. I was going to a lot of networking meetings. I was meeting a lot of people. I was posting on Instagram. But for anyone that thinks that all of your clients are going to come from Instagram, that's not how my first 5 or 10 clients came. They came from referrals. They came from me showing up. They came from me reaching out to people. They came from me getting on sales calls. And so, you know, these are all things that I taught in one of my programs, Thrive, and then the Mindful Business Accelerator. And so it's like, these are the basics of business that I started implementing in my business. And I kept listening to my community of what it is that you want. And what happened was that women started coming to me and saying, I want to work with you, but I can't afford your one-on-one pricing. And so I put together my first group program, and that was about 10 people in the first Thrive ever. It was almost 2.5 years ago. And I thought, this is really great, and I like this. And I'm quote-unquote business coaching, and there's some mindset work in here, and there's some wealth consciousness work. And then I did Thrive again and had 30 women join. That was a $100,000 launch. And then I did Thrive again, and there was 55 women that joined, and it was a $250,000 launch. And all along these different launches, I was also running masterminds. I was also running retreats. I was also coaching one-on-one. So from the outside, all is going well, right? Like just like real estate, like Heidi, your Instagram is growing. You're getting a platform. You're getting these women in the group. Like, and the programs were great. Like they were really strong. Like so many women that were in those first programs, they're still in my world. They're in my community. They're friends. They're still buying courses. I feel very proud that women that come into my space and the community continue to come back. And my very first client ever, one-on-one coaching in real estate, I kid you not, 12 years ago, she just bought a line higher. She's worked with me one-on-one. She sporadically will come to a live event. Like, you know who you are if you're listening to this. And it just means so much to me that she keeps coming back, because it's like, and she's very successful. She's very successful mom, real estate, wife. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like there's a lot of like integrity in what I do. And I am very open with my growth and my process. And I want people to feel welcome and to continue coming back. And so, you know, in whatever forms that, that they desire. And so, again, you know, it's all looks good on the outside. Like, here's Heidi building this business, you know, and like these groups, and they were so good. And yet there was something inside that was like, some of this more like straight, hardcore, like business coaching is really like not the core message that I'm meant to be teaching or that lights me up right now. And I think one of the things that I've realized over the last year or so is that it's both a blessing and a curse to have such a wide range of things that I can do. It's like, yes, I can teach you about a basic funnel and, you know, an opt-in and support you in getting your website up and running. But at the end of the day, that's not like what lights me up. And so, you know, I basically have taken the last year of getting quiet. And I've been running different courses. You know, those of you that joined the Feminine Collective, it was amazing for the 6 to 9 months that we had it. All of you that are in Align Higher right now, it just is like, yes, 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 yes. And as I just have continued to practice what I preach of listening and getting quiet and connecting with spirit and source and listening to what wants to come through me, it's like my business, the online platform, has continued to evolve and continued to both listen to what my clients want and also listen to what I get most lit up around. And as that has happened, my platform, my business has shifted. And when I look around in the industry, I see that, I mean, it's like the industry shifts. So it's not like I'm over here, you know, on the sidelines, just like, you know, the only one shifting and everyone else is just moving forward. I'm sharing my experience with you guys because I want you to feel empowered to shift when you need to shift, when to listen when things are working, to buy into a strategy or system when you're ready, to know that that strategy or system, it might work and it might not work. The amount of money that I have spent on masterminds and, you know, quote unquote, like specific strategies, it's crazy how much I've spent because I always thought, oh yeah, the strategy is the thing that's gonna, like, you know, take my business to the next level. And what I know for sure is that if I'm not 100% behind it and it's not aligned, then it's just gonna be a matter of if and not when that I get burnt out. But I only have known that by trying different things. So, you know, I think close to $400,000, was it last year, in my business. And it was like, okay, and now it's time to kind of shift things. And so I have taken the last like 9 months. Yes, I've still made money in my business. Yes, I've kept an employee. Yes, I have still served at a high level. I've supported women in their masterminds. And it's really only, you know, in the last couple of months that I'm like, okay, I'm getting clearer and clearer and clearer on what I want to talk about, on who I want to serve, on how I want to serve them. And I will continue putting things out. I will continue receiving feedback. I will then course correct and I will continue moving. So if any of you are listening to this, and you're like, okay, Heidi, I hear all of this and that's great for you. And you clearly had, you know, some financial means to like invest and try things out. But I just want someone to tell me how. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The financial means that I had were not always the most supportive, meaning I would spend a lot of money and invest in a lot of things that I wouldn't have if I didn't have that investment. And perhaps I would have gone a little bit slower and been a bit more intuitive in my choices and not spent all of that money to then having to be forced to make all that money. So it's not always about investing tons of money in yourself over and over and over, okay? First and foremost. The second thing is, please take where you are at currently. If you are listening to this and you're like, wow, this is like, I feel inspired to like, you know, allow myself to evolve my business. I'm going to give myself permission to shift, to change. Go take some action. Go put something out there. Go throw up an offer. Go get on a podcast or, you know, call a few of your friends or do some of wealth consciousness work or, you know, share on Instagram that you're taking clients. Like, I had a therapist at one point come into an intensive with me for $1,000 and she's like, I don't know how to get more clients. I don't know how to get more clients. I'm like, put on every single Instagram post at the very bottom that you're taking more clients. And within 4 months, she called me and she was like, I'm packed. People want to like work with me. I'm like, because you're amazing at what you do and you just need to keep telling people what it is that you want to do. So I may not be giving you the exact how because I want you to be empowered to find it for yourself. I want you to be empowered to go and look at a strategy or a course or a how-to and go, yeah, that's what I need right now. I want you to trust your gut and trust yourself to invest when you need to invest, to do your own inner processes, your own inner alignment work, so that you are at your best self, so that you can make good decisions in your business, so that you can seek counsel when you need to, so that you can invest in yourself and a coach and a business or a group or a course when you know that you need it. And know that every step you take, every decision you make, every action step you make, any investment that you make, you are getting information. You are going to get feedback. So I hope this wasn't crazy confusing. I hope that you got something out of this. I hope you enjoyed listening to my story. And we're going to call it a day. This is a long episode today. I adore you. I love you. Thank you for being part of my community. And if you got something out of this, please, 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 will you please repost this? I'm really just like, this is free content. And I would so appreciate you sharing this with your community and allowing people, other people to also hear these messages. I love you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.